This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.
My name is Alessandra. In the studio with me, we've got quite a full studio today, are Natalia, Joe, Josh and Tom. All of you have seen The Room, so you guys just go nuts. Natalia, what did you
room.
Think of The Room? It's not, sorry.
It's not The Room.
It's not the worst film in the world. It's not. It's
How
just
dare
Room.
You. That's a brilliant film.
What do you think of Room?
Yeah, I finished it about an hour ago and I absolutely loved it. I hadn't read the book by Emma Donoghue, is it?
Yeah.
But I was pleased to see that she wrote the screenplay and really, really was impressed by the screenplay. And the cinematography as well. Can't remember who did that, but I just really liked the film. It was strangely credible because you hear of those kinds of, or there are a lot of those kinds of sensationalist, or I don't know, survival movies, but this is probably the most human that I've seen. So yeah, I really liked it. Yeah. Do you agree?
Oh yeah, it's for me it's a hard film to talk about critically because when I hear it, my heart just melts into mush.
This is what I've heard
and
a lot of people
say. I just want to sigh loudly at how happy it made me. That's is the thing is people hear it, you know, it's subject matter and I can understand it just
can I point out none of us explain what it is to anyone?
Okay, well, so a woman and her son are being she's raising him in the captivity of an awful man's shed who abducted her 7 years ago. And it's largely from the perspective of the boy as he grows up in the shed and she tries to prepare him hoping that they can escape into the outside world. And it would be amazing if it was even if it didn't convey the perspective of the boy so well. Like, even though it was just showing the experience of, you know, this woman in captivity, you really feel like you're learning every experience of the child, you know, from just the way he sees a grape for the first time or the first time his feet touch something new. The kid, I mean, it's amazing when a kid actor isn't terrible in the first place, but when it's as they're as good as Jacob Tremblay is in that, it's amazing.
Yeah, I thought he was very good. Like, in the first shot of him, when he sees the outdoors, you can see, like, the sheer wonder in his face.
Yeah.
But I did think he was a little bit annoying at the beginning, maybe 20 minutes. But after that, when he really started to get into the new discoveries of the world around him, you could see that he was, like, properly going for it.
Yeah, I would say at the beginning I had a weird feeling of it being kind of like a John Lewis advert. I don't know why. Did you not feel that?
I can see that.
Maybe.
Because it was, like, really beautifully shot as well, obviously, and they're in this little room, and when... I don't know, the mum's kind of getting him to do things and it's showing just that it's like an exposition of their life in the room. But the music was kind of a little too happy almost, which was uplifting. Well, it gets uplifting towards the end, but it did seem like a John Lewis advert for a bit.
I think it's done really well in overcoming any negative connotations it may have had through marketing, because I think it had to get away from the idea that this is about, you know, abuse and it's about people who are being held captive, and to say that this is a life-affirming film.
I think they made the conscious choice to emphasise they do get out rather than have it as a kind of surprise halfway through.
That is the synopsis of the... I'm just...
Which I wasn't aware of, actually.
Oh, right.
Thing. I mean, I just tried to avoid knowing as much as I could about it.
So. Yeah, no, they've gone quite a long way to making sure this isn't, like, you know, it's not a torture film or anything that. And to be honest, if you look at the top 10, The Hateful Eight and The Danish Girl were both ahead of it last week and have now dipped in where it has stayed steady at number 7. And I think that's because of very clever marketing. The Big Short, which I'm really excited to see. It's about the financial crisis, but it's a comedy. Tom or Joe, battle. Whoever speaks first gets to give the first say on this. Okay.
That's a hell of a battle.
I wanted more enthusiasm, guys, but whatever.
Yeah. So, I go did Anchorman. It's not as funny as maybe the trailers suggest, but it's amusing. Its key purpose, obviously, is to explain to you what happened, because I think as far as the people who've made the film and who wrote the book are concerned, people aren't as angry about what happened as they should have been, and that's probably just because the news was obfuscated. And so the point is to explain it as basically as they can, including cutaways at points to explain things, including Margot Robbie in a bubble bath with champagne, and some economics...
I didn't know she was in it. She just makes
just
things
awful.
No,
it just cuts to her and she explains a part of economics to you.
Okay.
And then it cuts to a chef.
I don't know who it was. A world famous chef, but I wasn't
And
sure
then it. Finally it cuts to a casino wherein you've got this world famous economics PhD and...
Selena Gomez.
To explain something else to you. And those, I don't know, they became a bit self-consciously, aren't we crazy?
Yeah.
But at the same time, I guess the point was, it was a mess, just everything that happened. And its purpose is to get you angry. And I think it does achieve that. It explains fully and you're like, how the hell did this happen? Why did nobody stop this at any point kind of thing? And then it ends it with, it's already happening again.
Mm.
Whether or not it'll achieve anything is obviously to be seen. But as a film, I think it was okay.
Do you agree, Joe?
Yes, I would agree with that. I do think that most of the dialogue in this film might as well have been in another language. That's probably my fault. It's probably not the film's fault, but I just didn't really understand it. And at some points I did tend to drift off because I'm not particularly interested in it because it didn't really hold my interest in it for most of the time. But I do think that it's a very well-made film. And Steve Carell is brilliant in it, along with...
Christian Bale.
Christian Bale's the one who's been nominated.
Christian Bale has been nominated, but I do think that Steve Carell did do a better performance
better,
than Christian Bale. Okay.
Yeah, people keep on talking about how Steve Carell is he's no longer the comedy
stuck on
actor.
A fake nose and this is it.
Yeah, he's been like that for ages though.
He does power.
His fake nose. Once the fake nose goes on, he means business.
I don't know, for me, Little Miss Sunshine was a great role for him.
Oh, yeah.
He did it well. That was ages ago. And they were
it was
just like
2005, wasn't it?
Yeah. And now it's like, oh, he's not just comedy, you know. But yeah, I am really excited for this film. I think the important thing, because it always sounds like Wolf of Wall Street when I haven't, like, not having seen it, the reviews and stuff that I hear are reminiscent of the Wolf of Wall Street, which rather than having cutaways where it tried to explain, it did have bits where it was just like, you won't understand this, never mind. Do you think it's a strength of the film that it tries to educate?
Absolutely. I think it did, like, I personally did get it all by the end of it. I mean, about 20 minutes in.
Yeah, it is my fault.
Sorry. So there's a 50% chance you'll understand it. About 20 minutes in, I was thinking to myself, is this trying to actually explain it, or is it trying to just go, this is what happened, and keep up? And then at one point, it literally turns to you and says, like Ryan Gosling turns to the camera and goes, you know, you're not going to understand this, so here's Margot Robbie in a bubble bath to explain it to you. And then I'm like, oh my God. That it did explain it, kind of thing. And then you're like, okay, I'm on board now.
Indeed. Now everyone needs to calm down, because we're going to talk about the Oscars diversity row that is ongoing.
Oh, that's calm.
And
this would be a rational decision.
Well, yeah, everybody's been kind of overreacting a lot. It's been in the news every single day, and sensationalist press love this story. So just want to kind of take it down a bit. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that this is a turning point? Because it seems like now things are going to change, I think.
I think as long as the focus stays just on the Academy, we're not going to get change. The thing is, it's symptomatic of the problem of the industry. The Academy isn't racist. They can't nominate black actors if there aren't very many of them, and fewer still if they're not being given good roles.
Yeah, that's what I think that, because I just wonder why it's all of a sudden come up just around the Academy Awards, whereas obviously if there's not a pool big enough of black actors in leading roles to choose from, then Josh says, they're not going to get nominated.
It is worth saying that they have changed their rules on membership, so they're now aiming to double the amount of ethnic minorities and women in the Academy by 2020, which will still be massively underrepresented, underrepresentative of the real world.
I think Academy President, I think it's Cheryl Isaacs, I think, her comments were quite specifically worded. She was saying, look, we're not waiting for everyone else to catch up, which is, I think, quite a clear sign of everybody else has got to be chipping in as well here. It's not all up to us writers, producers, directors, upping the game. You know, think about where we're living right now.
I do find it hard, though, because I always wonder what kind of roles, as in I'm completely for more diversity in film roles, but I wonder what kind of films, if they do try and raise the casting of ethnic minorities or African-American people in Hollywood films, what kind of roles are they going to play? Because are they just going to be dramas, like biopics, like they have been in the past couple of years?
Yeah, this is part of the problem. Like, if you look at a lot of the last 10 years, a lot of actors or black actors or actresses who have won awards, it's usually in roles where the colour of their skin is quite important to
their character.
In the same way that, like, Denzel Washington is now of that kind of stature that he doesn't have to face that same kind of veiled prejudice. I think that should be true all over.
Thing is, as horrible as it sounds, is I do, even when I see a film, just a standard Hollywood film that does have a white leading role, and then I see, for example, like the police officer, oh, he's black, or like the doctor in the hospital, oh, he's black. Yeah. Like, they've made, it's almost like compensating and kind of an awkward compromise.
I can't believe I'm going to say this as a model of do this, but the one example that everyone points to in terms of how to make money sort of globally is Fast and the Furious, which is a franchise that has basically everything in terms of diversity, and it's never commented upon. It's naturalistic to the world it's in, which is an insane sentence to say in regards to the Fast and Furious series. And it has ended up being one of the most successful series of all time.
I think probably what is going to happen in order to kind of deal with what you've been talking about, the kind of stereotype kind of casting, is that we're going to have a lot of films. Like, we've currently got upcoming, Catherine Bigelow is who did The Hurt Locker and Zero Dark Thirty. She's going to do a film about the 1967 race riots in Detroit. And that's obviously going to, there's going to be a lot of black people cast in that film. And I think that we're going to see like quite a lot of films like that being made, which will be a really good way to
break in new people.
Yeah, to bring people to prominence. And then we can start having a kind of race blind kind of casting where, you know, any role can be played by someone of any colour, which is obviously where it should be.
This is URN.
The Film Show Breakdown.